Hey, and welcome to Fit Me Turo Fitness Podcast, a podcast for people who want to get no BS information about fitness and know that fitness is about so much more than losing scale weight. It's about feeling confident in your skin and empowered in your life. I'm your host, Turo Virta, personal trainer, strength and nutrition coach, and most of all, a husband of my beautiful wife, Miriam. Each week, my guests and me will give you some no BS fitness tips and motivate you to take action in your own personal fitness journey as we talk about nutrition, exercise, mindset, personal development, and executing in life with enjoyable but still effective strategies. If your goal is to look better, feel and be strong, and experience transformation from inside out, you, my friend, are in the right place. Thank you for jumping in, and now let's jump into today's episode. Hey, and welcome to this Fit Me Turo Fitness podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about knee pain and how that is often related to, with lack of strengthening exercises and surprising mobility issues. So as in the past years and recently, I've got several messages that from people that my knees are hurting and most of the people, how it goes at this point that, you know, you can't do squats or you can't do leg exercises because your knees are hurting. That is often an issue that you are not actually strengthening your muscles around your knees. And there is also a combination with the lack of mobility. And it's not necessarily the problem always with your knees, but it's actually your ankles and lack of mobility in your ankles. And this is actually quite a simple fix, what you can actually do. Obviously, this is not about if you have some kind of pain, what is not necessarily like that there is something wrong with your knees, like that it's there is something broken where you need to see a doctor or something. So this is not related for those kind of issues, but often those knee issues, they are starting from somewhere else than actually from your knees. So let's get into that topic, and I go a little bit deeper and explain why that is happening. So I'm going to give you some exercises, how you can actually start to implement those into your routine. So they could be part of your warm up, part of your cool downs, but just the simple exercises, what you could be doing. And as this is a podcast, I don't have access. I can't show those exercises, but a good way is that if you are not familiar with the names of those exercises, you could be using those exercises as a Google search, or just sending me DM in my Instagram or emailing me turo@fitmitturo.com, and I'm more than happy to help you. And this is not some paid promotion that you need to start doing, participating my workout programs. Obviously, in my membership coaching, I have tools for everything you need, or if you are more interested about individual plans, that's obviously something what I can help you. But even you are not interested in any of my services, just feel free to shoot me DM and or email. So I'm more than happy to help you, as this is my job, my passion, what I enjoy doing. And if I'm able to help you somehow, I'm more willing to do it without asking you anything back. First, let's get to about that surprising topic, what I have seen from so many people, that it's understanding that connection between ankles and knees. So because often what I see, that what is happening is that you start to have knee pain, and automatic reaction is that there is something wrong with your knees, or you have been doing something wrong, and that is now you have knee pain. Because this is kind of same thing, like that if you imagine like that you have a headache, and your first thing is that there is something wrong with my head. So often the cause of that is only cause of something, like your headache could be, there are many possible reasons, like for example with your knee pain. So for headache would be simply that you haven't been sleeping a lot, or you haven't been hydrating too much. So those are all causing that you have headache, and it's kind of the same thing with the knee pain. So you are having pain in your knee, but it's not always that there is something wrong with your knee. So why then it's ankle? So usually it's this is kind of how our thing, like it's going like that biomechanical relationship. So if you think like for example lower back pain, which is by far like also most common or misunderstood problem. So if you have lower back pain, the issue is often not in your back. So it's by far the most common reasons are a lack of mobility from your hips. It could be obviously most people, what I see, they are thinking that the problem is that if you have, for example, lower back pain, that you have been lifting something wrong or did something not right. And obviously that could be a reason, but that is not the most common reason. And it's especially if it happens more often, there could be many, many possible reasons why it's happening. But just to addressing those issues first and looking that if there is some underlying issues, for example, for lower back pain, could be lack of mobility of your knees because you are compensating something, your posture is not right. And that is by far the most common issue, or it could be tight hamstrings, hip flexors. So those kind of things. And then you have that pain in your lower back pain. And for knee, that area, what you want to be looking at is your ankles. So it's quite simple to do kind of test and see if you are able to do, like, for example, to have sufficient ankle mobility. It's because if you lack of that mobility, it's first of all, then you are always, you are walking a little bit in different angle. Or if you are going, for example, you go to run and you are recognizing that it's that lack of mobility is causing that you are using your knee differently, and that is causing again the pain. So often I see this was, I had Yvonne, one of my clients in my group coaching, and she said that she always had some knee issues, and then we were looking some her ankle mobility, and we found out that there was some problem. And then she was coming to me and asking like that, how did you know that? Did I do something wrong? I said that no, I didn't see anything, any issues, because it's very hard to recognize, like even you are seeing some person moving. But then when, because I just said that that's by far the most common issue, and how you can actually fix it and to check it, like there are simple ankle mobility tests. So if you are putting yourself like at, so that your heel is on the floor and you are trying to go, that you don't need to compensate with your hips. So you are simply trying, if you are able to go, like it should be around 10 centimeters above your toes. So without having to moving your hips or compensating somehow. And then if you find like that, I have created a mobility test where you test all seven parts of your body, like there are toes, there are ankles, there are knee, hips, spine, shoulders, neck. So simple tests, basically going through your body and then seeing that if there is some underlying issues, because those are something, for example, most people, there is almost nobody who is perfect and doing those tests without failing in some part of your body. But when you do them, you recognize that there might be some underlying issues. Like for example, for me, I have personally struggle with the wrist mobility, only other part, and that is I have seen that that is causing me pain, like I'm not able to use like a full range of motion for shoulder presses, bench presses without my wrist is hurting. And that is also for many, many women, especially, or somebody who is working in the office, which is causing problems. But there are correctional exercises you can be doing, and mobility exercises are the great thing what you can always do, including part of your warm-ups, part of your cool-downs, or doing, for example, some of my clients who have some longer rest periods, like if you train for your maximum strength or maximum speed, you have to have like longer rest time. So during that rest time, you can always do mobility exercises, and doing those couple minutes mobility exercises for your toes zones where you are lacking that mobility, it's improving relatively quickly. So there is definitely hope, and for for my other personal issue, what I found out is my hip mobility from the other side. Like from my background, I used to play ice hockey, and that is a very one-sided. You are shooting always left hand down, and I had to always, it's kind of same rotational movement, and do that. I still have my mobility is from the other side. There's a huge difference between left and right side. So my other hip mobility is some area where I need to work. And now I have been doing those like always when I have just possibility to do some warm-up school downs or just taking time doing those simple exercises. And it's got to say that it's improving, especially my wrist mobility have improved drastically within the past 2 months when I started to implement. The first step obviously was to know where that problem is or if I'm struggling with that, because I never actually taught myself either that I have some underlying issues. And it's the same thing with the ankle mobility. So as this is a podcast, it's hard to explain and show the exercises. Like I said, it's my mobility guide. It's the best way to actually know if you have if you lack mobility from your ankles. And when you know that, okay, this might be an issue, good other way, simple test is to try to sit in a deep squat. So kind of like, I know there are many different names, but that you are able to sit there with your heels down on the floor, touching on the floor, and you can sit there without feeling any discomfort or pain, and that you don't need to compensate with anything else. So this is a basically simple test, and other tests. What I love to use is just that trying to in your kind of other knee on the floor and trying to go above how much you can go your knee above your toes. So it should be around 10 centimeters what it's above your toes, and without that you have to lift your heels or you need to compensate with something from of your that it's going on a straight line and that you don't need to move your hips. So there is a great exercise what I have is against the wall, and that was actually some of women also we were doing, like they were saying that they go a lot of running. Like now I was past 2 weeks with the women's national team, and we had a young athletes there, and when they were saying that often they feel some knee pain, and especially if they are doing a lot of running and that's hurting. They love running, but sometimes knees are hurting. And then we were actually looking those ankles if there's lacking mobility, and surprisingly, or it was not such a big surprise that we found that there were some areas that ankle mobility was not where it should be, and most likely that is the reason what is then causing later on, especially if you do more like running exercises, or you feel like that your knees are hurting while you're running. So this is often where it's how it's coming, and you might think that running is the problem, but the problem is that lacking mobility from your ankles. So this is just a simple fix how to actually to first get recognized it, where it is, and then how to actually start to actually address those. So there are some, the best exercises are, for example, some ankle mobility. If you don't know ankle mobility exercises, if you want to search it, obviously I have those in my mobility guide. But if you just Google ankle mobility exercises or go to YouTube, you find several of them. One of my favorites is kind of dog, or how to say it, it's downward dog, I think. So you are basically standing, and it's kind of like your calf stretch. So you put your hands on the floor and moving with your hands so that your heels are staying on the floor. So going as close as you can, twisting your ankles at the same time. So you are actually, and where it's feeling a little bit discomfort, or you feel that it doesn't feel that great, then that is exactly area where you have to be. And when you do that on regular basis, it's improving relatively quickly. So ankle mobility, and those are kind of correctional exercises. So then, and then other lacking issue or problem what I see with so many people is that that when you have, obviously you think you have bad knees, your knees are hurting, and that is causing you that you are avoiding kind of all leg exercises, like obviously squats or lunges or that kind of movements where you need to use your knees. And bending your knees. So then you are kind of avoiding all kind of strengthening exercises which are close to your knee wall or what you should be actually avoiding. But also here, like with a couple of clients who I recently work currently on one-on-one basis, we set the routine on that kind of base that obviously you have to start somewhere and strengthening also your muscles, your leg muscles and muscles around your knees. So exercise is obviously exercise selection that is very individual. And here I don't want to give too many exercise tips as it's more like you have to know where you are struggling or what kind of movements are not hurting, because all exercises, whatever you are doing, you should not feel any pain and you should be able to do pain-free. But then, for example, Bulgarian split squats. If you, like, for example, this exercise could be one of the best exercises for knee pain or for strengthening your legs. But there are just a couple of tips for Bulgarian split squats that you gotta make sure that your toes are staying or your knees are staying behind your toes. And other way to lower that impact on your knees, putting, for example, something, some weight plate or something below your toes. So it's a simple fix, but with this ways you are reducing that impact on your knee and you are using more kind of your glute muscles and less that muscle on your knee. So those are for just an example. So all kind of hip bridges, which are also like glute dominating workouts, but you also need your quads. So all kind of all muscles from your legs, but you are not you are not bending your knees or these are just for somebody it's just some static exercises like wall squats which are not causing pain. So there are so many leg exercises what you can do without actually impacting too much on your knee, and you should not be, obviously, if your doctor is telling that you should not do anything, trust your doctor. I'm not a doctor or your physio. If your physiotherapist is telling you to avoid some movements, don't do them because you heard some guy talking, Turo was talking in a podcast that you should be able to do. So always trust that advice. But these advices are just the general advices that you can always and kind of making you to think that you can always do something. So often with these two things, when you are able to do just some kind of strengthening routine for your knees and or your legs and checking that mobility exercises. Obviously, there are some knee mobility exercises what I highly recommend. Obviously, mobility exercises, especially if you have your knees are hurting, they should be always done within only range of motion that you are able to perform without feeling any discomfort or any pain. At least maybe it might be a bit kind of discomfort, but you should not feel any pain. So this is something what I love to use, like that if you feel something, it's okay, go slower, but you should never feel some pain. Like mobility exercises are like that you should be going up to a point that you don't feel any pain. So it could be like, for example, knee mobility exercises are just the knee circles. Like I love to use them with a single leg, like kind of one leg in the front, starting with your leg straight and going as large circles as you want. And often just 4 or 5 circles each direction, as large circles as you are able to do without pain is more than enough. So just doing those 4 or 5 circles each direction, so you are mobilizing your knee. And this helps to blood circulate better and so on. So you get some movement into your joint, what is actually causing the pain. So these are just reminders, what kind of exercises. So what I would do as someone who has knee pain, and that is not that something that you need to operate it, or there is something but more broken, what needs to be addressed. So with the doctor, so checking your mobility exercises, and mobility from your ankles, your knees, and even from the hips. But often ankle is the cause of knee pain, and then adding some kind of strengthening exercises. So these are like targeting muscles around the knees or ankles. So these are, and what I mean by these exercises is that you need to add some kind of progressive overload and obviously proper form when performing these exercises. So, for example, squats, if you are able to do squats, like what I hear often from people that I can't do squats or squats are hurting. But when you do it properly, like in these exercises, the main focus is to lower that impact on your knees. And this is something what you can be doing with just looking where your knees are. Yeah, our knees on kind of a straight line within your big toe or second toe. So it's not that your knee is going straight. It's not going left and right like what I see from many, many people. So this kind of squatting exercises are great. Obviously, then some kind of lunge movements. But lunge movements, they can be very painful. So there could be some kind of variations you are able to do. And at some point, you might be, you want to avoid those in the beginning. But then the goal is, ultimate goal is to always, it doesn't mean that if your squats are hurting at the moment, like that have happened so many with some of my clients that in the beginning that squats were no go, but then starting with some other exercises and strengthening those muscles, learning to make squats and starting with lower weights and progressively trying to increase that weight. And then after a couple months, that miracle have happened and you are able to do actually squats without having that pain. So these are just examples like that there are not such an exercises you can never do. It might be at the moment you need to avoid them, but ultimate goal is always to get those, the best exercises. So, and then obviously leg raises or calf raising, are kind of exercises to strengthen your calves. And calves are, by the way, it's one of the most misforgotten exercise or muscle what most people are not strength training properly. And calf raises, it's also often you work on that mobility, improving mobility of your ankles. So at the same time, so it's kind of win-win situation, win-win exercise. And then there are obviously some machines if you are going at the gym, like leg presses, where you can change the angle or position with your legs. And with that, you change that impact on your knees. So these are just an examples of exercises. But as I mentioned, Bulgarian split squats, hip thrusts, and those are something I often recommend like to try first. If you feel pain, then it's time to access those exercises and to not fight through the pain. And all these exercises, as you said, if you this got something that, wow, this might be something I want to know how to actually do it, the option is that I could be selling that my mobility guide, for example, which is I'm impressed how much it have helped my clients, how much it helped me and all my athletes who I work with. But I don't have it in a sale. I have never sold it separately. So it's part of, you get it for free. It's kind of additional bonus for all my members. So if you want to join for expensive membership coaching, I will put link to show notes. So it's 99 euro for 3 months, and you can join from the link. You get access to all my mobility workouts, all my strengthening workouts, and if you are interested to get individual workout plan, I have an offer. It's 250 euros for 3 months with the individual workout plan, and just email me, turo@fitmituro, as I haven't put it somewhere publicly, but that is something what just a couple of people asked me that they don't need that kind of, they just need to have individual workout plan with possible updates or adjustments for exercises if they have, if you are, for example, in situation that you don't need someone to message you every single week, because that's kind of, well, one-on-one coaching where that support part, accountability is done from my side, but then you just need that workout plan and updates, and you know that you are doing the right thing. So that's one option. I haven't put it publicly, so it's only for my podcast listeners. So shoot me email, turo@fitmitturo.com, or shoot me DM in my Instagram, so I can get back to you on all those details. And that's just a small advertisement for my services, as I don't like to talk about the things what I sell. But like, as I said, shoot me email, DM me if you have any questions, and hopefully this episode was helping. So thank you for listening, and talk to you in the next week episode.
Hold up, friend. Do you love FitMitturo Fitness Podcast? If so, the best way to say thank you is to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review on iTunes. I know every podcaster wants you to leave a review, but it's because those reviews help the podcast to reach more people. I truly want to know what you think and if this particular episode resonated with you. Would you also please share it? Either send a link to someone who you think will find it valuable, or take a screenshot and post it into your social media and tell your friends and family why they should listen it. Make sure you tag me so I can hear your feedback and give you a little love. And you know, if you aren't already following me on Instagram or TikTok, that's the perfect time to hit that follow button. Thank you for being here and listening to FitMitturo Fitness Podcast.